First of all, the principle is that God is individual consciousness, that God is your consciousness and mine. Now let us remember that, because everything else stems out from that principle. This principle, God is individual consciousness. God is the consciousness of the individual. God is your consciousness and mine. This is the principle upon which everything else stems out in the message of the infinite way. There are many so-called principles. There are many facets of the same principle. But the one point, the one vision above all, that may be called the vision of the infinite way, is the principle that God is individual consciousness. God is the consciousness of the individual. God is your consciousness and mine, and his and hers, and its. The animal world, the vegetable world, the mineral world, God is the consciousness thereof. Scripturally, you have this revealed in such passages as, I and the Father are one, or, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine, and I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Whithersoever thou goest, I will go. If you go through the waters, you will not drown, because I am with you. If you go through the flames, they will not kindle upon you, because I am with you. In other words, that I, which is divine consciousness, is wherever you are. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Lo, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Whither shall I flee from thy presence? Lo, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. You see, there is no way of getting away from that divine consciousness, because even in hell, or heaven, or high tide, or flame, or war, or depression, or panic, you cannot get away from the word I. Now, when you understand that God is that I, then you will understand that God, the infinite intelligence of this universe, is your individual mind, life, soul, being, spirit, truth, consciousness. The importance of that must be clear. Because it is now revealed that no longer shall you worship in a holy mountain, nor yet in Jerusalem, that holy city, that holy temple, but in spirit and truth, right where you are, there is the kingdom of God, right within you. No need to go someplace. No need to seek a holy place, or a holy man, or a holy woman. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. There is no place where you can escape from the arms of God, the consciousness of God, the everlasting arms, it's called, the rock, the fortress, the high tower. All of this is where you are, where I am. Where I am is my high tower, my fortress, my abiding place, my heaven. Now, this, you see, separates us from any sense of reaching out to a God somewhere. It prevents us from fearing powers out there somewhere. Nothing that defileth can enter to make a lie. Does it make a difference whether it's something physical, mental, moral, financial? Nothing can in any wise enter. Enter what? God consciousness, which is my individual being. So that it centers all attention on the kingdom of God within ourselves, and it removes from us all fear. There's nothing within us that we have to fear, since the kingdom of God is within us. There's nothing without that we have to fear, because even in hell, this same divine consciousness or God is our healing influence, protective influence, sustaining, maintaining influence. Or we use terms like protective, healing. They are not literally true, since in this realization, there would be nothing to be healed of and nothing to be protected from. So at most, we would be protected from the erroneous belief that we were human beings set off by ourselves and some way out of contact with God. We can't be out of contact with the infinite nature of our own being. We all agree that God is infinite power of good, but then we fail to agree that God is our own being. Therefore, the infinite nature of God's being is the infinite nature of our own individual being.